One of the ancient Christian mystics, Meister Eckhart, said one time, "If you pray only one prayer in your lifetime, let it be, 'Thank you, Lord,' and that is enough." Well, I think I understand that. And Doris and I feel tremendous gratitude and thanksgiving in our hearts to be with you here this morning to worship on this Home Again Sunday, 200th anniversary, to be here at a time when Mary Auth is being honored. And ever since Chris has come to the church, we've received words of joy, appreciation about his presence here. And so I have wanted very much to meet Chris, and I'm happy for that. Also want to thank Chip Madsen. Chip encouraged me about coming, and if you know Chris or Chip, he's kind of persuasive also. But the Madsons and Blands had a nice time of gathering for us last night, and we appreciated that very much. I have to say, it is emotional to look out on faces, beloved faces, really, and some who were just children when we were here, but persons of three generations, really, of persons also in some cases. So many of you who have given love and support to this congregation. I thought of that in terms of the fact that in my mind's eye, I think you can appreciate that I see in that mind's eye some remarkable members and persons of Mara Church who are not here now. They're part of what we call the Church Triumphant. But that also is a part of this great time of remembrance and this period of remembrance of the 200th anniversary. But I want to say, it is exciting to look out on the congregation and see a group of people I never saw before in my life. And I say that because it speaks about the continuity of this congregation, it speaks about the excitement in the life of this congregation, and I'm certainly grateful to see that. The two other groups, and I call to mind this morning, in the first group, no one here has seen them. None of us saw them. We're talking about 200 years of history. We're talking about hundreds, even thousands of persons who worshiped in this place across this long span of years, who bequeathed so much that is here in terms of stone and wood and brick, but far more who bequeathed a kind of spirit and sense about Mara Church that I think is very, very precious. And there's another group, a fourth group, and that's a group of people that none of us have seen either. They haven't come yet, but they will. They will. And take their place among you and continue in the life and the vitality of this great church. Jack Bowsmith, in his history, has a line, the last line in the introduction, and reads, "It now becomes a challenge to present to present and to future generations to preserve and add to the many accomplishments of those involved in the 200-year history of the First Church in Maplewood." Perhaps it's because of Morrow being the oldest church in the community that it has played an expansive and a very inclusive role in the community. Long before the Methodist Church had this motto that it developed of open hearts, open minds, open doors, Morrow practiced that and has practiced it. When I was here, and I think he has retired recently, Rabbi Yahiel Orenstein was at Bethel, Temple Bethel. He said to me one time, "I just want to tell you how much I admire the church where you serve as pastor." He said, "I meet people from Morrow Church, and almost invariably, they have a very positive feeling about their church." But he said, "Maybe even more impressive, the people of this community have a positive feeling about Morrow Church." I think that is great. There are many churches that do have a positive image of themselves, but the community may not have that same positive image. There are others in which the church itself does not have a positive image. For many years, the pastor here was Dr. Ralph Emerson Davis. Dr. Davis used to have a saying which was, "Speak about that God-blessed church. God-blessed church." And he helped to create and continue that continuity, that sense of a kind of culture of appreciation of the life of the congregation, that when I came, I found it was very much alive and very positive. Another line I want to read is from Jack Bowsmith's fine little history. Said, "Throughout the history of Morrow Church, there's been an emphasis on the oneness of Christian believers. The church has thus developed a largeness of viewpoint, an appreciation of others, and a spiritual image compounded of the best in many traditions. This unity of spirit and purpose has greatly deepened religious understanding in the entire community." We should be grateful for that. We should celebrate this day. It's nice to be here.